Good morning. So at a young age, I started mowing the lawn at the house. Then a little older, God led me to start my own little lawn service. I started out with just a beat-up push mower hand-me-down, a broomstick, and a hand-me-down weed eater. It was not always easy, especially when you're having to walk up and down the street pushing and carrying all those tools. But my mama had always told me, if you want something, save for it, pray for it, work for it. Now, of course, I do a lot of ministry with my lawn service work. I do a lot of ministry. And but any time that I got to work on a yard or any time I do any kind of work, I always thank God for my financials and my lawnmower. And if I make any money, I always give to the Lord. But still, with the 18 yards I have, along with being a fire chaplain and a custodian and a storm chaser, it's a lot of balance. So even years at the road, I had the doubts of would I be able to afford a new rider and a trailer, and also about other things. At a very young age, I learned in my own troubling ways of troubling waters, would I be able to pay for my basketball sneakers in the upcoming basketball season? Would I be able to buy my new baseball cleats for the new baseball season? Would I be able to go on the youth retreats? Well, today in Scripture, in Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33, Peter himself finds himself in a doubting situation. Will you please stand with me as we honor God's word today? Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After dismissing the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already over a mile from land, battered against the waves because the wind was against them. Around 3 in the morning, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. Immediately, Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter answered him, "command me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. And climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the winds, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, caught hold of him, and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those in the boat worshiped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, your mercy, and your love. We thank you for meeting here today, and we ask that you continue to be with us during this time, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins. And all God's children said, amen. Please be seated. So in verses 22 to 23, so we see here the disciples have gotten into the boat to their next destinations. Now, it seems somehow, at some point in this, the disciples have figured that Jesus will somehow catch up with them later after he sees the crowd of people off. Now, Matthew's account states that Jesus went up to the mountain and prayed, but by evening, Jesus was there alone on the scene. So we don't see any kind of transportation that Jesus could have taken. So the first point that we could take from this sermon today is pray in the storm. pray in the storm. Now, I like movies more than anybody, and my Uncle Danny here can tell you that. But with Jesus, there is no spoilers with Jesus. So he had foreseen this storm coming. Instead of hiding into a ball, rocking back and forth, we need to bow our heads in prayer. Many times, weather meteorologists will be on TV, and when the storm is bad enough, they will say something on the lines, if you're anywhere near this area, please take shelter immediately. Instead of taking shelter in a basement, why do we not seek shelter in prayer? So yes, please pray in the situations, but please pray in the storms. Let's move on. Verses 24 to 26. So we learned the boat was already a good mile from land. It had been some kind of good wind that day because the waves were really active. So this is around 3 a.m. So imagine that you're on like a cruise ship and you're sitting there and you don't see somebody surfing, you don't see somebody on a jet ski, and you don't see nobody swimming. You're looking over the sea and you see somebody walking towards you on the water. So, well, Jesus did just that. As he was walking on the sea, his disciples in the boat started freaking out, saying, "It's a ghost." Clearly, they knew this was not a natural thing for someone to do, but Jesus was beyond natural. Can I get an amen? So, the second thing, in our storms, Jesus is walking towards us. In our storm, Jesus is walking towards us. In about every valley that I have been in, when I have felt like Jesus was walking away from me, I found that I was walking away from Jesus. But I also found that no matter what wave was pulling me away from Jesus, Jesus was always walking towards me. So whatever storms you're in right now, trust and know that the Father is walking toward you and is already on scene. How you see Jesus walking towards you, it might be through a small prayer text, through somebody else saying, "I pray all is well." Or it might be through a small gesture of a Christmas card. Whatever level of storm we are going through, we can find Jesus is walking towards us in it. Let's keep reading. In verses 27 to 33, Jesus hears the cries of his disciples and says, "Have courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." But you see, Peter being Peter, he wants some kind of action. He wants some form of action. He can't just take Jesus at his word. He has to see this action be done. So again, Peter opens up his mouth and says, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come on the water." Now again, and y'all know I have autism, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Now again, Peter is a little different. Now, Peter might be on the spectrum, but to me, Peter's charts are way beyond that. So, Mom, what you always tell me? Ask and you shall receive. So Jesus acknowledges his request. Come. So climbing out of the boat, Peter starts doing his thing and comes towards Jesus. But then Peter notices reality and saw the strength of the wind and became afraid. We see Peter start to sink into the sea and calls out to his master, his teacher, and his friend, "Lord, save me." So my question today is, why did Peter sink? Peter sunk because his focus was on his problem. He was not focused on the solution found in Christ Jesus. But then, once he settled down and refocused on the situation and on the solution, all was calm again. So the third point of this sermon is to keep your eye on the storm, or keep your eye not on the storm, but on Jesus. Keep your eye not on the storm, but on Jesus Christ. Without any delay, Jesus reached out his hand, catches hold of Peter, and says to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got back inside the boat, the wind stopped, and those in the boat worshiped him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So to say Peter had faith or has faith in Jesus Christ is an understatement. But Peter also has what we all have, and that is the human side of each and every one of us. See, Jesus can relate to that. People want to sit there and say, "Jesus don't know what I'm going through." No, he does know what you're going through, because Jesus is God in human form. So even though he is God, he can also relate to us in our human side. Many times, we tend to ask God for something. Maybe we ask God to help us stay afloat in our financials, so we find a blessing in some extra money. So my point is when we pray and ask God for something, but then when we finally get it, we tend to forget God and forget to thank him, and not just thank him every day for it. Or we ask God for something and we do not get it, we tend to be like that child and get mad and shut God off completely. When God answers prayers or he rescues us from our windy water problems, we need to be like the disciples in the boat and worship him. We need to go from saying a prayer request to a personal thank you prayer. Even if it is not in the way we want him to answer it or help us in the way we want, we still need to honor, respect, for still taking the time to hear us and thank him for his will and love. Whichever way it goes, his will is always done. So maybe here today, you don't know Jesus in a personal relationship. Or maybe you say, "Chaplain, I have religion instead of having a relationship." See, the thing is, though, is that a religion is more stressful, because the religion is more stressful because you have work to do. But having a relationship in Jesus Christ is less stressful because the work has already been done. All Jesus asks of us is to accept him, confess him, trust him, and love him. All the rest of it, he has taken care of. Just seems like we were in this church the other day saying goodbye to 2024 and welcoming in 2025. Now here it is, the end of 2025, and it's the beginning of 2026. So here on December 28, 2025, what doubts are you having? What doubts have you dealt with on the waters of 2025? I have been blessed with so many things. One of those reasons I've been blessed with comes from being so faithful to God. But I still have my worries. I still have my doubts. And if I'm being honest, the biggest new doubt and worry I struggle with is parked right outside in the parking lot. I worked and prayed for a long, long time for a driver's license and a truck. And now I find myself praying and thanking God for them both. But the doubt and worry I have is not being able to make a payment and lose my independency. I pray and work for the things I have. Now, they may not show up until years down the road, but when they do, that is my own fear and worry. But it is found in Scripture and in faith through Jesus Christ alone, where not only I, but you can find trust, faith, and hope in Jesus Christ. Are you a farmer praying for rain? Hey, Ms. Garrison. Are you a single parent trying to make ends meet for your little ones? Are you dealing with stress of school and exams? Or are you in the storm of somebody sick, whether it be cancer or whether it be something more than cancer? Or are you, like me, with the stress that has with buying a new vehicle for the first time, with only having the little finance that you do. Whatever your situation is, trust not yourself, but trust in the one who created you. When it comes to financials, work matters, and family matters. Please open up your Bibles to Psalm 77, verses 10 through 12. Psalms 77, verses 10 through 12 says, "So I say, I am grieved that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I will remember the Lord's works. Yes, I will remember your ancient wonders. I will reflect on your action. I will reflect on what you have done, and I will meditate on your actions." We should know this one by heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways, and he will guide you on the right path." So whatever we face, we need to take to have the courage like Peter and face those windy waters of doubt while focusing on Christ Jesus. Do not pay attention to yesterday's doubts or to last year's doubts. Have faith in whatever windy waters come around us in the future. Remember, of all times, God was faithful to us in the past. When we do that, we get more perspective on what God's power can do for you, along with hope, faith, and trust is in the one who created you. This year, 2025, has been many things, blessed beyond measure, and having accomplished two big goals in a dream. I find myself being a little stressed with dealing with the lawns and being able to work and run chaplain calls without having to really depend on anybody. The one who I will always depend on, though, is Jesus Christ, because without Jesus, there is no driver's license. Without Jesus, there is no riding lawnmower. Without Jesus, there is no financial blessing. And without Jesus, there is no truck. I have many goals and dreams I would like to have, and some goals I am currently working on and getting accomplished right now. Many of y'all know what those goals are and dreams are, and many of y'all don't. Many might say that it is impossible, but as we all know, nothing is impossible with God. So, what can we take away from this sermon here this morning? So, number one, y'all repeat this, pray in the storm. Because prayer works. The second thing, remember that in the storm, Jesus is walking towards us. Jesus is walking towards us. The third thing, keep your eye on Jesus, not the storm. Keep your eye on Jesus, not the storm. So, whatever bills or health arises come, we can still have comfort in Christ Jesus from 2025 all the way until each and every year. Will y'all pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you continue to be with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, if anybody is going through a storm that is unspoken right now or has been spoken, we ask that you would just put your arms around those people, God, and let them know that you're there, and let them know that they have others that are there for them. We thank you for the people that you placed in our lives and the people that help us through these storms. We ask you to be with us today and continue to be with us to 2025, all the way to 2026. Forgive us of our sins, and all God's children says, amen.